Barbara Denti Poole is decorating the historic Italian Club of Tampa with red elephants, the color and symbol of the Republican Party.
We're thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to have everyone here.
Denti Poole says Republican candidate Mitt Romney is the best choice to help the economy rebound.
We all want a good, honest life, and we want to prosper like we saw our immigrant parents and grandparents. They built this town.
This town is Tampa, Florida, known for its water views, sultry climate, and for these few weeks, elephants aplenty.
For somebody who's really into politics, we've got the elephant.
John Brovold sells assorted Republican-themed souvenirs near the site of the Republican National Convention.
We've got Mitt Romney here, and the puppet, and this has been very popular.
But former Massachusetts Governor Romney isn't popular with everyone. Rallies against the Republican candidate are planned here. Florida is known as a swing state because neither political party can count on winning over its voters in the American state-by-state winner-take-all system.
Enormous investment.
In 2008, Florida's electoral bounty went to Democratic President Barack Obama. In 2004, it went to Republican George W. Bush. It's also impossible to rely on the weather in the so-called Sunshine State. Tropical Storm Isaac approached Florida, forcing airlines to cancel flights and the Republican Party to delay the start of its convention. Florida Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency Saturday.
I made the decision based on the fact that we now know we're going to have a very strong tropical storm and possibly a hurricane. I'm going to withdraw from all my RNC activities on Monday.
Here in Tampa's Latin Quarter, Ybor City, Cuban heritage is served up with fried plantains and Cuban sandwiches at Gaspar's Grotto. Nearly a quarter of Florida's residents are of Hispanic origin, and the Republicans need their votes. Romney campaigned in Miami, Florida, earlier this month with his son, Craig.
I'm going to have him say a couple of words in Spanish.
Before Romney secured the Republican nomination and chose Paul Ryan to be his vice presidential running mate, the Republican Party picked Tampa to be the site of its convention. Professor Jennifer Lawless teaches politics at American University in Washington.
Initially, I thought it was a smart move. It's an obvious swing state. It's a way to appeal to Latino voters. But now I think they also have a lot of making up to do because they need to demonstrate to the Florida voters that a Romney-Ryan administration would not ultimately throw seniors off a cliff.
Ryan wants to make controversial changes to Medicare, the government health care plan for elderly Americans, which is sure to be a big issue in a state whose warm climate makes it a favorite place for retirees. The convention, held at the Tampa Bay Times Forum, runs until August 30th. Reporting from Tampa, Florida, this is Suzanne Presto, VOA News.